But first, dozens of protesters gathered in Tucson Saturday to voice their opposition to the border wall. Some news accounts described hundreds in attendance, all rallying against new wall construction that is currently underway in the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument and the San Bernardino National Wildlife Refuge areas. Congressman Raul Grijalva was there, blaming the wall, at least in part, for the divisiveness in the country today. And he was also joined by newly elected Tucson Mayor Regina Romero. Mayor Romero joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. I want to start with just why you wanted to do this. This protest capped your first full week in your new office. Why was this important for you?
Well, it was important for me, Lauren, because I've had, as you all know, I've been a council member for 12 years. Before that, I have participated in public service. As a student, I was a student activist in my community. So I wanted to continue my ethic and my beliefs in taking a stand against injustices that I feel are going to affect the residents of the city of Tucson, the borderlands, and our environment. And so it was a pretty eventful week. On Monday, I got sworn in as the new mayor of the city of Tucson. On Tuesday, I had my first council meeting. And in that council meeting, we took two actions that I felt were important for us to take. One of them was passing a memorial against Trump's policy, the migrant protection protocols, the Remain in Mexico policy. Mm-hmm. And it passed 7-0. All of my colleagues on the council agreed that the Remain in Mexico policy is cruel, and that we here in the city of Tucson have been and can continue helping the refugees coming in through Mexico. And then the second action we took was also approved unanimously by my colleagues on the council and I to add the city of Tucson in an amicus brief against Trump's border wall. Mm-hmm. And then we closed off the week marching with the young people at the climate strike that was taking place throughout the country. And then we did the No Border Wall rally on Saturday.
Definitely a busy week. How has the wall affected your community? Tucson's not far from the border there. Congressman Grijalva talked about how it has driven political divisiveness.
Yes, it is. It is a politically divisive symbol. And to be frank, waste of money that the own Trump administration and previous Department of Defense have said, the investment on a border wall is not worth compared to other measures that we can invest on to make sure that drugs are not pouring into the country, illegal drugs or smuggling of people is not happening. And the best way to do it is through the ports of entry and having security there. But unfortunately, that is not the case. The divisiveness is that the borderlands for many, many generations, for hundreds of years, and has had a community on both sides of the border that has been able to move in and out, in our case, from Sonora to Arizona. Goods and services have been migrating in the borderlands for hundreds of years. And so the same thing has happened with wildlife and biological diversity, right? So it does. It not only affects communities and families and trade in our borderlands, but it also affects wildlife. There's patterns of migration of animals only found here in the Sonoran Desert in North America, and so it has also affected flooding in Nogales, we've seen millions of dollars of damages because of the border wall and what it does in terms of retention of water. And so we're taking a stand. We don't feel that it is completely understood in Washington, D.C., what our borderlands look like, what they are, how families live on both sides of the border, and how trade moves in and out of Sonora and Arizona.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. That is newly elected Tucson Mayor Regina Romero. Thank you so much for joining us, Mayor.
Thank you so much, Lauren, and thank you, Mark. Have a great day.